To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. No, it's not the same voice you're used to hearing, baby. It's Mike Johnson, Ali Mack hanging out, Dylan on the other side of the glass, and it is a beautiful hump day. Hey, Dylan, what day is it?
Hump day. Yeah.
Let's go, baby. Living the dream this morning, man. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. Let's have a great show, Ali.
We're going to have an amazing show. I will be transparent here and let you know that I gave Dylan specific instructions last night on an email that said, do not listen to this. I sent him a bunch of audio that we're going to be playing today for the Mac drop. And I said, don't listen to this.
Did you abide? Did you follow the instructions?
I'm a team player. So, yes, I did follow the instructions that Ali put. It was in all caps, too. Like, it was like, do not listen. I was like, okay, I won't listen.
I don't believe you. No, I'm just kidding. good for you, though. I am genuinely curious to hear what that sounds like. But, yes, Which one Wednesday? I will be hosting today. So
Very
you guys
cool.
will both be on the hot seat, which will be a lot of fun. I've got some that are specifically tailored to each of you, and then also ones that I want both of you all to answer. A lot of cool stuff. But that's the fun we'll get to have on the bye week. You know what I mean?
There's so much stuff that we can be talking about today. I am curious what's going on up in Flowery Branch. We're going to get to that in a moment. But let's go ahead and talk about a few of the things that have been going on since we've last gotten to chat. 49ers Brock Purdy is questionable for Thursday night football against the Rams. Alabama starting linebacker Quay Rousseau is out indefinitely with a broken foot.
Woof.
Yeah, that's a problem. Atlanta Hawks training camp is underway. Dylan, give us a 30,000-foot view of what's going on at training camp.
So right now they're just continuing to install, or beginning to install, I should say, what their offense is going to look like. Quinn Snyder's offense with a Chris Stapps, Porzingis in the fold.
Come on.
And a Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Come on.
In the fold. And a Luke Kennard. A three-point percentage shooting best Luke Kennard in the fold. So
I can't wait to hear that.
Man, I am super excited for this team. And really, if I had to say the thing that I'm most excited about is that this team just feels like they're going to bring good vibes this
Come
year.
On.
They feel like they're going to bring good vibes this year. As long as, and we were saying this, you know, once the moves are being made throughout the offseason, but as long as this team stays healthy in a Eastern Conference that, let's just be honest, is weakened with no Jason Tatum. Obviously, he had the Achilles injury. And this is going to be a team that can really compete.
So
I feel good. I feel like Quinn Snyder now is entrenched. He's got this team where he wants it as far as the kind of offense he's want to run, the kind of personnel he wants to have. I feel like everything's coming together. It's like kind of like when, you know, in college football, when a head coach comes in and he's got all his recruits in and all his recruits are fully entrenched.
He brought his Louis.
Yeah, he's got his Louis. Coach Snyder's got his Louis, and he's ready to hopefully bring this Hawks team to a level that we haven't seen in a few years.
I think it's funny, too, and Ali will probably get used to this at some point as well. We pass a very nice hotel that a lot of the opposing NBA teams stay at.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I passed this morning, I saw a bus, and I was like, wow, is it already Not quite. I did see a bus down the street, though. Somebody staying at the Knights Hotel.
I saw, like, two buses.
Yeah.
I was like, who is that?
Is it already time for Hawks preseason? I was like, no, that's not till Monday. But something's going on.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I thought the same thing.
We got to investigate that. So we are going to have Caleb Johnson on at 8:20 today to talk about the Hawks. He did ask Trey Young a question the other day about his contract. Have you guys seen how much fire that is catching on the internet?
No.
Yes. He asked him a question about, like, are you kind of disappointed about your contract? Like, it didn't go the way you wanted. And I do want to ask Caleb about this because now everyone's stealing from his question and kind of putting their own spin on it. So I'm curious his interpretation of it. Have you seen it, Dylan?
I have not seen it. I heard about it because it was blown up in our producer group chat that Caleb asked, you know, the best question at the Hawks Media Day the other day. This honestly reminds me of, and shout out to our great reporters here at 9 on the Game, Joe Patrick, Caleb Johnson, because you remember Joe got the infamous video of Drake London pushing over Raheem, and everybody, I mean the NFL account, the official NFL account used that video and had to make sure Joe Patrick got credit. Now nice. Caleb comes in with the fire. Caleb comes in with the fire question. So our reporters are out here, you know, making big
waves,
headlines,
baby. I love
making
it.
Waves.
Absolutely. Ron Washington is out as Angels manager. So, Dylan, I did hear you talking on the Hometown Take. Could he possibly come to Braves country and return as manager here? I'm going to say I just don't see it. Mike, do you see this?
What did Dylan say? What was your answer this morning?
I said this. If, let's say Brian Snicker, for the sake of this conversation, let's say Brian Snicker does not return for next year.
Okay.
If Ron Washington's timeline aligns enough with the Braves timeline, because obviously the Braves aren't going to want a manager that's going to, you know, only want to manage for two or three more years and then he's going to retire as well, right? That just wouldn't make sense.
Sure.
But if Ron Washington can go another 5 years, and what's Ron Washington, 74, I believe? I know if he's planning to go that long, but he did at least say he was hoping he could manage the Angels next season. So, again, if their timelines align, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I'm with Allie on this.
Why wouldn't you at least have the conversation, though? He knows he's worked with pretty much everybody.
Is there anybody
that believes on this roster
that he would go another 5 years, though?
See, that's the thing.
No, there's no way.
No.
That's the big question mark. That's probably not the thing. But look, it's at least if Brian Snicker doesn't come back, I think he'll at least make a call and have a conversation with Wash. Because I think he would, if the timelines align, which they probably don't, but if they did, I think he would be a good fit.
I think he could potentially take on like a smaller role. I think they might do like the Charlie Morton with him. Like, let's give him a couple games.
Yeah. And they could even do that. And even if Snicker does come back, they could even do that, to y'all's point.
That's true.
They could do that this year, even if Brian Snicker does come back. Now, I don't know if they'll, you know, kick the third base coach and make Ron the third base coach again. But like you said, they could bring it back in a smaller type of role and have him on the staff in general. And I think that would still be beneficial to the Braves.
Well, and I apologize that I'm just slamming your take on that. But
it's okay. Yeah, it's all right.
I dig it. It's a dunk on this man. I'm going to stay out of the way and let y'all go at it.
I'm okay with opinions being slammed. It's all right. Wouldn't be the first time.
All right, well, coming off that big win over the Commanders, obviously the Falcons are in a bye week. Mike, can you give us a little inside scoop on kind of what's going on up at Flowery Branch, or what should be going on?
Well, and I don't have the official schedule, but it's like I was telling you the day, there's always two ways to go about it. Some coaches, and I think a lot of it has to do with the time of the year. I don't think the Falcons are yet to that time of the year where the coaches or Raheem's like, hey, I'll see you in a week. You know, it just kind of is what it is. Not only that, practices are not nearly as intense as they were when I was, you know, suiting up. And it was like one of those things where your body just on a day-to-day basis needed some time off. So I'm assuming they're going to get some sort of work in this week and have a very long weekend.
I can say, and then this is only the media advisor, so it doesn't give the full dive into what they're doing behind the scenes, because just because they're not available to the media does not mean they're not doing work. But I know at least for the rest of this week, they're not available to the media, and they're not available to the media on Monday. So that could maybe give some type of insight to what kind of days off that they have and the kind of break they'll have and when they'll be back in the fold, because they'll be back addressing the media next Tuesday. Yeah. So
and like I said, I think it could be one of those things where, hey, come in, we'll watch film, we'll get a walkthrough, go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for Wednesday and Thursday. You know, it could be anything. It's all at the discretion of the head coach, and I think it's all up to, like I said, what time of the year it is, as opposed to, and also like how much work is needed. Let's just be honest, because if you're coming off a loss last week and you're 1-3 and you have a week 5 bye, which is extremely early, there's one other team I think in the NFL that has a bye this week. All of a sudden you're going, dude, we got a lot of work to do. Like, y'all ain't going anywhere. Now, is this team perfect and have they made a lot of mistakes? They've made plenty of mistakes that need to be corrected. So I would have to think that they're at least going to watch tape. Trying to get things sorted out, such as, you know, the short yardage plays and other things like that, some of the passing stuff. And also you've got TJ Yates sliding into a role that he hasn't been in. So I think there's a level of adjustability that comes along with what the Falcons need to do this week. And like I said, if it were me, Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just approach it from that angle because I'm not Raheem and I don't know what exactly the schedule is. If it were me, though, I would have had some kind of active recovery on Tuesday. Today, I would say we're going to get film and we are going to do walkthroughs. All right, film walkthroughs today and tomorrow. And then I would simply say, come back Monday afternoon, have a long weekend, come back Monday afternoon because Monday is usually an off day.
Mm-hmm.
Come back Monday afternoon, we'll get our first round of Buffalo prep to make sure that. The other caveat to this, Allie, is usually when you come off a bye week, you're playing on a Sunday. There's an added day after a bye week where you're playing on a Monday. So come back, get a little bit of work on Monday, maybe a little work on Tuesday. Then I think you probably take Wednesday off next week and then slide into your game prep officially like you normally would on any given week. So a lot of moving parts in terms of what the Falcons are probably doing this week, but there are also a lot of things to work.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and so you're giving us kind of the looser schedule that they are, that's kind of required, right, up at Flowery Branch. I'm always curious about the lifestyle. It's just such a different way of life. And, you know, I'm used to the 9-to-5, the radio schedule.
Sure.
So when you are done with film, you're done with the active recovery, you as a player, what would you then go do? Do you go play video games, go see family? Like, what do you do?
Well, first of all, everybody in there at this point is probably getting some sort of treatment, which is either before or after, whenever they need to get that done. But yeah, I think there's a lot of, there was a lot of video games for me. I was living by myself in a house in Flower Branch. There was always something going on.
Going
I think
to Cheeseburger Bobby's.
Well, exactly. A lot of those guys are probably going back to college campuses this week. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very popular thing on bye weeks, or even when you have Thursday night games in the NFL, it's like, I'm going to slide through and see that, you know, that Georgia game. They're playing Kentucky this week, things like that. And so I think that's definitely something to keep tabs on for those guys. So I don't know, man. Like, I think when I was done on days like that, yeah, I'd go get some Call of Duty in and do different things like that. But I don't know. You just find things to fill your time.
Yeah,
you
maybe really, go really see do. Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Go see Lil Wayne, Metallica. I don't know. Could get weird.
Figure out what's going on in Atlanta with the two buses down the street. Maybe
yeah,
get
it was
in on
always,
that.
Hey, man, are we going to drive towards Buckhead today or no? You know what I mean? Because we were always living out on the outskirts. It was like, hey, anybody want to drive? You won't be the one to drive.
Mike, just real quick. I know we only got like a minute left. You know I'm a big video game guy. So anytime I hear you talking about video games, I get a little intrigued. What was your go-to team on Madden?
Never been a big Madden guy.
Okay.
Now, granted, when they came in, and we actually spoke to the guy, he's a big fan of the show. We actually spoke to him at training camp. But when they'd come in and they'd do, you know, facial scanning and things, they'd always give you a copy of the game.
Nice.
And so I swear to God, to this day, I think it still has the wrapper on it. The one that
no.
they gave me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I was always a bigger NCAA fan, and that was back when they were still making NCAA, probably, 2014 was the last year before it continued.
Right.
So I played NCAA a lot, and I was always that guy that was, like, straight up putting a DB at quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, I'm finding the DB with the 99 speed. I'm finding the DB with the 99 speed. We're running the triple. I'm throwing us in Navy's offense. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing all that. So
you would play as Bama, but make all these alterations to it?
100%. 100%. Like, what's the fastest guy on the team? Give me Navy's playbook, and we're going to town.
That's
like,
crazy.
I ain't worried about all that. So, yeah, that was me. And honestly, to be real, when I was playing football, the last thing I want to do was go home and game on football.
Right.
Like I was straight up Call of Duty or, you know, I was, you know, whatever game. I didn't play many sports games at the time. It was always first person. So, yeah, it was a different life back then for me.
Well, today we are going to be handing out grades for the Falcons, different position groups today. We'll see how they've done after this first quarter. But coming up next, we've got Logan Sargent, IMSA Sports Car Championship driver. Bo and Mike had a chance to talk to him yesterday. We'll play that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.